today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters in faith and humanity, Salamun Alaikum. This is another episode of today's special, which you are listening to. We're going to speak about motherhood in Islam. Today, Tuesday, 19th of Jamadil Thani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 12th of Day, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 2nd of January, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is Chapter Ahqaf, verse 15 from the Holy Quran. We'll listen to it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. ووصينا الإنسان بوالديه إحسانا حملته أمه كرها ووضعته كرها وحمله وفصاله 30 شهرا حتى إذا بلغ أشده وبلغ 40 سنة قال رب أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأصلح لي في ذريتي إني تبت إليك وإني من المسلمين.
And we have enjoined upon man to his parents good treatment. His mother carried him with hardship and gave birth to him with hardship, and his gestation and weaning period is 30 months. He grows until, when he reaches maturity and reaches the age of 40 years, he says, "My Lord, enable me to be grateful for your favor which you have bestowed upon me and upon my parents, and to work righteousness of which you will approve, and make righteous for me my offspring. Indeed, I have repented to you, and indeed I am of the Muslims."
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Taking the Quranic verses and traditions and narrations bears testimony to the fact that, as per divine command, doing good to one's parents is one a pair with worshipping God, based on which it is obligatory to be dutiful to one's parents and obey them unless their commands be inconsistent with divine commands and those of his messenger. It is incumbent upon every individual to make every attempt to do good to them and obtain their satisfaction at all times, and to the extent possible to do so, since obedience to them and obtaining their satisfaction are on a par with obedience to Allah and obtaining divine satisfaction.
Everything I have, everything I own, everything I eat is thanks to you. Every breath I take, every bird I hear, every smile I see, is thanks to you.
Let's look at the motherhood from the viewpoint of Islam. In Islam, countless remarkable mothers have emerged, embodying unwavering faith, dedication, and love. These extraordinary women stand as beacons of strength, guidance, and compassion, inspiring mothers throughout history and today. All in all, mothers play a pivotal role in shaping society, especially through the lives of their children, where they serve as powerful role models. The love, care, and teachings they provide create a ripple effect that extends beyond our homes, influencing future generations and making a lasting difference in our community. As we honor and cherish the role of mothers in Islam and our communities, let us recognize their significant contributions and continue to draw inspiration from their noble qualities and examples.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. We shall be talking again the status and position of women. Lady Fatima Zahra is the most perfect and supreme lady of the world, who is known as an innocent daughter, wife and mother, as we said earlier. The life of this noble lady is full of pure tips and lessons in order to objectify the slogan of chastity and hijab in social encounters, and the best way to show the limits and quality of the appearance of Muslim women in society. There was a next example which was very important to be the position of women in political struggles, or to some extent the social role of a woman. After the death of, after the demise of the Holy Prophet and his martyrdom, inner conflicts and ignorance emerged in some famous personalities, and as a result of these circumstances, the caliphate, which was the right of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, was given to others. And here we see that Lady of Islam, Fatima salam Allah alayha, started a political struggle in various forms based on the dignity that she had in the Islamic society, and especially in Medina. And according to historical sources, one of the manifestations of Lady Fatima's political campaigns was that she used to go to the house of Ansar and Muhajirin together with Amirul Mu'minin alayhi salam and ask them for help in correcting the path of rulership.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you for listening to this episode of today's special. In this part, we'll look at the role of the mother, and that is being a model for the child. Since the mother is the most important person in the life of a child, she's greatly revered. Her habits and behavior become a model for the child. Whatever the child observes from her, such as her housekeeping habits, her manners, her relationships with others, the way she spends money, and in general her lifestyle, will all undoubtedly affect the child's character. A mother is said to be better than 100 teachers. Her emotional strength and weaknesses are an example for the child and will be followed for many years to come, even though all of it may not be worthy. People have been reported to be following their mother's way even when they know the mothers were wrong. Thus, mothers have an important task of setting forth a good example.
I'm alive. I'd be lost without you. You're the reason that I strive. You're my destiny. You're my revenue. You're the reason that I breathe. You are all.
And another tip for you, of course, for Muslim mother, and that is trying to be a friend rather than a mother. So try to establish a relationship of trust and friendship. Develop frankness with your children. Often children hide their matters from their parents out of fear. Your frank behavior would encourage them to discuss every confusion or idea that have in their mind before acting upon them. Especially children spend a lot of time with their mothers, so the kind and friendly behavior of a Muslim mother can help them speak out their hearts.
The khair of this dunya and the akhirah and the tawfiq in this dunya and the akhirah is by loving and caring for your parents. One day, Prophet Musa alayhi salam, he asked Allah, he tells him, Ilahi, I want to see my neighbor in paradise. Who's my neighbor in paradise? Who's going to be the neighbor of Prophet Musa alayhi salam? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, you go to this town, and this is the address, and this is the location. This person is in the same level as Prophet Musa, alayhi salam. Prophet Musa, who's done so much. He's guided Bani Israel, and he's Kalimullah, so many miracles, so much ibadah, so much struggles in the way of Allah. This person is your neighbor. Prophet Musa, he goes and he sees a normal man, a butcher. And that man did not know that this is Musa. So Prophet Musa wanted to see, what is this person doing that makes this person qualified to be in the same level as Prophet Musa alayhi salam in paradise? He says, can I come and stay with you for the night? The man says, yes, come and stay. Musa stays with him. He wants to see, is this person giving charity? Is this person doing jihad? Is this person praying the whole night? What is this person doing? He saw that this person has a very normal life. He's sleeping and he is living a very normal life. Nothing very unique in particular with this person's life. But then in the morning, he saw that this man, he goes to a room. And after about 20 minutes, 30 minutes, after a while, he leaves the room and he goes to work. Prophet Musa tells him, wait a moment. Who's in that room? What were you doing in that room? He tells him, my mother is in that room. And my mother is paralyzed. So I go every day. I feed my mother. I wash her feet. I change her clothes. I take care of her. I give her all that she needs. And then I leave. And then he tells him, when you feed your mother, what does she say? Does she pray for you? He says, yes, my mother prays for me. all day, the whole time I am taking care of her, she prays for me. He says, every bite I put the food, with every bite I put in her mouth, she says, oh Allah, be pleased with my son. Oh Allah, make my son the neighbor of Prophet Musa. Prophet Musa tells him, the dua of your mother has been accepted, and I am Musa, and Allah told me that you will be my neighbor in paradise.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of today's special about Muslim mother. Inshallah, we continue to know more about this topic on the next episode of today's special. So follow us at parstoday.ir/en. Thank you very much and have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي